So basically, coach, we're here in Trinidad and Tobago for the semifinals. Talk to me a bit about how you felt the team played in Zone A in St. Kitts, and what is your thoughts facing the hosts in Friday's semifinal?
Well, we played some good cricket in St. Kitts. We know it was always going to be a challenge because we consider the Group A as the zone of death. You know, we've been with Jamaica, Barbados, the champion CCC, and ever-revolving emerging Canada. So, you know, we challenge us, every game is important. So, you know, for us to win 6 games out of 8, I think that is in itself is an achievement and is a great effort. Now we're in the knockout stages. Like I said, we're looking forward. I mean, we basically didn't want to choose any team that come forward to us. And this is Trinidad. They're playing good cricket. They're at home. And basically, we're looking forward to the challenge.
Mm-hmm. Both.
Taking one game at a time.
Yeah, absolutely. Both yourself and Trinidad have benefited from the runs from your experienced West Indies batters, Trinidad with Darren Bravo and Kyron Powell. So even though it's an obvious question, but how important do you feel Kyron's form will be in that semifinal?
Well, Kyron is probably, and is still, you know, one of our elite batters. I still think he's in the top 5 best batters in the Caribbean presently. And his form, he's carrying the Leeward Islands right now. Due respect to Brav, you know, Brav is a very good player as well. He's probably one of the elite players as well. You know, so we're looking, like I said, we're looking forward. He's in a good space. He's leading the charts. And we also have in our ranks the leading wicket taker, so, in Sheena Berridge. So, like I said, we came here on the back of some form. And like I said, runs and wickets and games, everything gives you confidence. So we are confident going into this game.
Yeah, and lastly, obviously we know with international commitments, you guys lost a key player in Raheem Cornwall during the tournament. How happy are you as coach that the team was able to, I guess, rally despite losing Raheem?
Well, you know, through the whole Caribbean, everybody knows Raheem is a very difficult person to replace. Well, we can't actually replace him. We just had to get somebody else to fit the spot. But we have Quinton Boatswain came in and he did well for us. Our X-Factor fast bowler. And we're quite pleased with him with his performance so far, getting 10 wickets from a couple of games, a handful of games. We know Raheem, what Raheem brought to the table in terms of batting, bowling, and leadership in the team. So it's definitely a big miss, but you know, like I said, we've been rallying and we come together and we discuss it and we find the best way forward.